Kim.
We gonna wait on money.
Don't do that.
We gonna wait on her. Because you're not gonna treat
me. You stop.
You're not gonna treat me in the podcast like a little stepchild. You talking about, hey, y'all.
All these bitches is my son.
Didn't even bother to look at us.
Hey,
yes, we're talking about me and the computer. You got us swept up. What's up, everybody? Even exchange. Money, what were we just talking about? Because I feel like that was a little good conversation.
I don't know what today is. We were just talking about the question I just...
On October 3rd. He asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. It's Mean Girls Day.
It's Family Day. You put some respect on it, Kim.
Okay, girl, child. We all know
about October 3rd, 1887,
she's
y'all.
She's old, okay? We're
talking the greatest HBCU in the nation. What's about it?
She's cute, or whatever.
And then came Mean Girls, which we love Mean Girls. What day
Mean Girls Supremacy. What are you talking about, Sunday?
Who's Sunday?
Oh, I thought you was like seriously asking what day it was.
I did it. For a minute, I forgot it was October 3rd and it was Sunday. I was like, damn, what day is it?
It really is October 3rd.
And I really made all those posts this morning about it being October 3rd.
Did.
And I really sat here and was like, what day is it? It's October 3rd.
On October 3rd, she asked me what day it was. Oh, we love Mean Girls. So, we were just having a conversation about something and I forgot what it was about just that quick. Oh, the marriage in the house. Was that what it was about?
Yes. The question was it the guy of your dream proposes to you, he asks you, do you want a big wedding or a house? What do you choose?
Which are you choosing? Now, I brought up the point that if I choose the wedding, are we going to be homeless? Like, are we going to be in a little house? Or after my parents got married, very much moved to that little three-bedroom apartment. Me and Kira had to share a room, so clearly she didn't choose the house.
I originally thought the question said, do you want a big wedding or a big house? That's why I was like, oh, shit, well, you know, big house shit. But did he just, well, the question just said big
house.
Wedding or house.
Yeah.
So you can move me into a shack, for all I know. Right. But now I still don't want a big wedding.
Right. In exchange for like a nice place to live. Like you said, the wedding is temporary. It only lasts a day. And maybe the honeymoon. Because, oh my God, you got to spend money on the honeymoon too. Mm. Oh, no.
I want it small.
Is it me? Am I selfish for just wanting to spend all of that money on myself?
That's not selfish at all. It's smarter that way. It's just smarter.
Because somebody asked the question on Twitter, like, y'all real safe for not going to a wedding with no open bar, and that just really shows why you there. No shade, but, like, the only person that cares, like, truly, truly cares about this wedding as much as you and the person you're marrying is, like, your mama.
Right. That's why I said I want mine small and grand. Like, I'm going to go all out for the people that really fucking care. Because all y'all just here for a free drink and a meal.
Hello?
And to take a few Snapchat
pictures. And if it's really that, if you're really worried about that, then do what you said. Invite a little bit amount of people.
My wedding going to be small and grand. And y'all mark my words on that.
Because I'm sorry. Like, if I went to college with you, no shade. Like, if I, you know, knew you from at work or whatever, and you invite me to your wedding and there's no open bar, I'm going to have to decline because I don't want to go to a wedding with no liquor. Like, and I mean...
Because we're here to have a good time with you and celebrate.
If you don't have no liquor, I mean, I'm of course be all into your union because I know you and you're my friend. Like, but random weddings with no open bar, no bar in general, no liquor at all, I just don't understand. Somebody said a wedding with no food.
Now that's just pushing.
Now you're playing in my face. She said just cake and like drinks. And it's like a small kind of reception thing, but no like plates, no grand situation. Just cake and drinks. Which, I mean, okay, because that lets me know that we're going to be in and out in a snap. And yeah. I think I'm okay with that. But you're having a giant-ass wedding, food and everything. You got no liquor.
That's my next question. I'm leaning more towards having the actual ceremony and reception in the same place.
We did that at Taze.
I think I like that.
That always works.
Because I don't need nobody, you know.
We had to drive right here. I've been to weddings where you had to drive to the reception location. That's hell. Like, having it in the same exact place. Because the way Tay's venue was set up, we were already sitting at the table we were going to eat at. Mm-hmm. And then they just came down or whatever. And that's how the seating was. It wasn't just everybody facing forward. So,
is choosing the seating chart as stressful as, you know, most people make it out to be?
Well, no.
I've never done that been part. Around this whole planning situation.
I mean, I have, but never the seating chart.
Would it be hard for you to make a seating chart?
I mean, listen, because my daddy, he very much did not like who he was sitting with.
Really? Okay. See?
He didn't. But he's a difficult man. So he literally, at the beginning of the wedding, flocked to his kids. Because he was like, I just feel more comfortable with y'all. I like talking to y'all. I said, go sit with the grown-ups.
Please. You're going off our group.
He wasn't feeling it. So maybe maybe they are. Because, I mean, you do want to see people together who vibe. Like, I would see, you know, my immediate family. Like, if I was planning a wedding, I would obviously see my family together. Correct. I would see the Watleys together.
Correct, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I would try to make it flow. So, I guess. But if you got people that don't like each other, yikes.
So I'm just going to keep it small, so I got to overthink nothing.
So when you say small, what you thinking? Oh, 50 people and less?
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Because I'll be forgetting, you got to think about the groom. They got their own people.
Hello? You got to split that in half already.
Because might already have 100 people in mind already. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. I said small. Little. And I'm thinking of 50. If we do I don't know what small would be. If I had to make a list, like 50-50. If I had to make a list of 50 people.
I think
that's small. 50, yeah. Like my 50, your 50.
Oh, 100 people?
Yeah. I don't know why that's not small.
That's not small.
I thought it was small.
That's not huge, but that's like a medium
so
size.
So let's say it was 50 and we did 25-25. Now that is small.
That is small. I think I would
break my list because I'm going to go over that 25.
You think so?
I think so.
Every time people be like, I'm going to go over that, I'll be like.
Because when I think about immediate family, mom side and dad, I know that's y'all right there.
But see, here's my thing, right? I'm pretty much always cutting off the kids. Like, sorry, I don't want no kids. Adults, because the kids just don't care. Like, kids aren't gung-ho to go to a wedding. So, I would invite, and then maybe invite more people to the reception.
I think maybe myself, if I'm having the same place, everybody might as well just come.
Yeah, and that's still the same.
And I don't want nobody to have to miss out because y'all ain't got no babysitter. All our family gonna be at the wedding.
Who's gonna watch your kids? Yeah.
I don't give a damn. Camille gonna be there.
Oldest sibling, hello. You know?
But I am now, I take it back. Maybe my small is 100 people. Okay. And it's 50-50, me and my group. We
I mean, like I said, 100 people still not like the biggest amount of people. That's not crazy.
So I feel like my immediate family.
It's about 50 people. Certainly mine.
That's crazy.
We got a little taste of that when we was doing graduation tickets.
So yes, I'm like, yeah. I don't want to cut nobody out, cut no family out of the wedding. And I ain't made it to like friends.
And does that include the people who are in it?
No.
Okay.
Y'all the VIPs or whatever.
Okay.
You asked me about like maid of honor and all that situation. Mm-hmm. Who's Kieran maid of honor?
I don't know.
I don't know why this popped in my head. Okay.
I don't know.
Because I was like, I said I would choose like one of y'all. You was like, Dominic not gonna be it. I'm like, well, no, I'll choose one of my best friends or something. Oh, and you had me thinking is your sister supposed to be?
I always thought they were. That's why I asked that.
Some people are really.
And you're really close to her, so.
I can see that. And I think people have multiple maid of honors, I guess, but.
And if you got multiple sisters, you just pick the oldest one.
That as well. If you got multiple, like, you know, Kira has like three y'all. So it's kind of like, she got all y'all. Oh, she got other sisters.
She got, yeah.
See? What the fuck are
you doing? I don't know. I just assume, I mean, you're right, because I assume I'll be your sister, but you got like seven sisters. So, like I said, oldest. I would not be offended if she picked Ray to like be her maid. And maid, is that the one that's married? What's matron? Who's married and who's not?
I don't know none of that shit.
Oh, because you have a maid of honor and a matron of honor. And some people really go out and pick both. But one is married and one is not. That's supposed to be the difference.
So there's that.
Okay, so you just... Okay.
Because you're just winging it up here.
You really are. Because like, when I realized you do not have to follow those traditions, I was thinking you had to throw rice.
Right.
You don't have to do none of that if you don't want to.
Really thought most of that shit was in the Bible. It was like, it had to be like by the book. Honest to God. Obviously, it's not a thing.
Hand to God, same.
We get married. I'm in Kim's parking lot right now.
My mama got married in her apartment. And it was very cute. It was super cute.
I think a lot of people would be upset if you, like you said, an apartment wedding. If I got married right here in Kim's apartment, just 10 people witnessing. And then people find out like on social media later, like, did you not married? And you didn't really...
But this is your day. How would be mad at you? You invite me to your wedding. Because listen, somebody from college had a wedding and he invited one of my other friends who I thought we were closer than him and that other person. So, but he invited her instead, and I was like, oh, interesting. And I kind of felt the feels, but it's like, it's your wedding. And also, he didn't have, it was like a brunch wedding, and I don't think he was serving liquor. So at the end of the day, I wasn't upset, but it was like, people really do get upset if you don't invite them to your wedding.
I know.
And it's like, some people I know will invite people in hopes that they won't want to come.
I'm dead ass though. I'm going to keep my shit so low key. Like, I'm just saying. That's crazy. How you going to keep it low key? You obviously got proposed to... People gonna see, oh, I'm engaged now. So they're like, when's the wedding? I wanna come. I'm like, oh. One girl, we're doing her 360 at her wedding. She put on her story, she's like, do not post the like invitation, which for obvious reasons, but she was more so saying it because everybody didn't get invited. So like, don't be trying to broadcast you coming to my wedding because everybody didn't get, you know? I was like, oh, well,
Listen, keep it under wraps. I'm surprised she, because people will put stuff like that on their actual invitation.
They will.
Like, don't tell nobody that you got the invitation.
Well, I guess for obvious reasons, too, you don't want everybody to know the location of it, too, but it's like,
imagine somebody crashing your wedding.
Exactly, bitch, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my God! Did I ever tell you?
That somebody would do that. Someone who felt like they were should have been invited. Or like, okay, I'm just calling. That's my family, bitch, hoe. I'm gonna have somebody checking names at the. I think I would do that.
Not a bouncer at
the bouncer at the wedding because.
Wait a minute now.
Invited.
Because I mean, honestly, you gonna there's not gonna be a seat for you. There's not gonna be a plate for you. There's not gonna be anything for you. There were place settings for us at the wedding, so.
What else gonna ask? Oh my God. Something about that. Damn. It's not going to be any room for you, sweetie. What are you doing? Plus ones. Is it like an unofficial rule that people get a plus one?
No, people actually have to put that, like, they, that's, because most people who they're inviting, they actually address it to them. To Mr. and Mrs. whatever, whatever, plus the kids. Or to whoever, whoever. Who is on the invitation is who is invited. And if it don't say plus one on there, don't bring nobody. Like, what are you doing?
Gotcha.
Plus one. I remember at my auntie's wedding. I'm pretty sure it was at my auntie's wedding. When we was kids, you know, they do the speak now forever hold your peace part. Kiara stood up.
She had to be like, sit down. Kiara.
She did because she didn't know what it meant. Like, she just got up because she was trying to be cute and funny. She was like, sit down.
Remember on the movie Brown Sugar? They was in there like, girl, say something. She's like, no, shut up.
I was thinking about girlfriends, child. First of all.
Maya and Darnell.
Oh, Jesus.
First of all, you was really standing up to marry this woman. You sat there and planned this whole wedding with this woman. Y'all were in a whole relationship. My
for
heart
years.
Was so broken. In fact, I'm sitting here
for
in
years.
The middle of y'all wedding.
For and I invited dick, her Darnell. To keep the peace. And I invited this girl to keep the peace. And your son is in our wedding. And it's all supposed to be this big, happy thing. And you secretly got feelings for her. You done ran out on me.
Jason Pitts and Chardonnay.
I'd have to kill you.
And goddamn Kelly.
I'd have to kill you.
You invited Kelly to the wedding. Chardonnay slapped shit out of Jason, though. You deserve it. Because why would you
do that?
I mean, you said that the whole time knowing that you wanted to be with this other person.
Who my next point.
What's that?
Marriage is a sham.
Because what are we doing?
Because that's the thing. Like, I'm most afraid of spending all that money and then it going to shit. Because that got to be the worst feeling. And also, divorce is expensive as well. Like, trying to get divorced ain't cheap either. So, you know, spend all this money to have this big grand wedding. Because Lena, like, that was the day. Like, the money's already spent. All of your deposits are in, your final payments, like, the money is already spent.
You couldn't
already
realize this a month ago, or, you know, a year ago, bitch, I got, why? Men.
For the woman
that's
that
why
you
when
was...
you mentioned that part, about to speak now, forever hold your peace, I am so nervous for that part. But I don't think I would invite anybody who would stand up and be like, nah, bro, fuck this.
But that's another part of the wedding thing that I'm like, why is that even a thing? Why are you even giving people the opportunity to do that at a wedding?
Skip that part.
Absolutely skip that part. Yeah, cause ain't nobody in here for the listen.
Imagine your mom or your dad
hold
standing
your
up
peace.
And saying that.
Hold your peace.
I guess that's what it's for. Somebody like really close, like kill if you stood
it.
Up. Oh, you obviously gonna be next to me. But it's like if you was like, yeah, bitch. Nah, I'm gonna look at you like, bitch. We already.
That's
here.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There's no reason to even have that. That is so messy. Now that I think about it, why would you even have that in the way?
You gonna wait until the day of? We standing here looking gorgeous as shit.
You can tell me we was getting our makeup done. You can tell me we was having champagne for breakfast in the morning. Because it's the wedding day. You couldn't have told me that when we was getting our hair pinned.
At the bridal party. When we was throwing shots back and forth at the stripper. Oh my God, girl.
What's wrong with you? So, no.
Cut that part
out. I don't even know what part of it, the, like, speech it is, but cut it out.
I can only imagine.
Because, no. That is so messy. Oh my God. Who put that
I didn't look it up on YouTube. That's probably like a whole, like, series. Not series, but like a whole bunch of videos.
Yes.
That people have, like, nah.
You write series of videos.
Nah, don't get married. Nah, don't do it. And just like I say, imagine your mom, like one of your parents standing up and being like, I don't think this is right. And you know, people get the last minute jitters before their wedding. And it's like, why you didn't feel like this?
The reason
at
I find
the
that's
rehearsal
just
and shit.
So mortifying. It's like, because what do you, okay, so after somebody be like, after I tap you on your shoulder and be like, Mo, this is a terrible mistake, do you keep going?
Coming from you, I love it. I'm like, Kim, what are you doing? What is happening? Coming from you, I can honestly to God be like, what happened? Just tell me right now, real quick in my ear. Look, kids, when me leaning, tell me my ear right now, bitch. Because I'll punch this nigga right now, you know it. Everybody be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because you would assume.
Give us a second. Give us a moment.
We need a sidebar. Okay, so you would assume that something happened. for me to say that.
Something had to have just happened before we walked out this goddamn.
You're right. Cause if
but even still, you would have seen me in the back. You know what I mean? Like, you could have told me before we marched our ass out here, too.
But what if I was, like, really conflicted?
And you got
like,
me fucked up. Don't be conflicted. I don't want to ruin her day.
She didn't already pay for this shit. I could at least let her go through it happily.
That's remember the proposal. We was like, do you just go ahead and, like, be like, yes, even though you know you wouldn't want to say no, just so you don't ruin God.
Melanie and Derwin.
The big old...
Cause no, I feel like she could have said yes. Because I told you... If you knew, like, if we know each other well enough for you to propose to me, you knew that I didn't want you to do that, and you did it anyway, and this is what you deserve.
I feel like you went all the way. I mean, I can say yes to you now, and then maybe a week or a month later, be like, okay, this ain't gonna work. Just so to save face for you and all this planning that you did. Because proposals get broken off all the time. I don't think nobody will look at us crazy if, oh, it actually didn't go through with it. Fine. But when you on one knee, I don't want to embarrass you like that.
That made me think about when you said videos on YouTube. It is like a series of videos where women are getting proposed to, and they be like, "What are you doing? Get up!"
I'm not gonna do that to nobody because how does man
in the middle of a crowded area? And it's like, and of course somebody's recording because oh, this is gonna be the big moment. It's gonna be the happy moment, and it's like, no, get your ass off the floor. But why? I just feel like you knew that. You would have had to know
I didn't want this.
You knew that, and you decided that. You either knew that and decided to do it anyway, or you don't know me well enough to know that I wouldn't say yes to your proposal.
Damn. You gotta know. You gotta have a hint of this girl ain't never say nothing about marriage. Why am I on one knee?
Don't embarrass yourself like that. But ask me at Denny's.
Shut your mouth.
And not in front of everybody, just over to
me. I'm not going to end this. I'm going
to talk to me across the table, please.
But you're going
to
know I meant it. If I ain't over here snotty nose and crying while you're proposing, it's like, oh.
Oh, that's a good point. Because
imagine me standing here stale face, like, oh, okay, this is nice.
That's almost worse than being told no.
I you, see people like, yes.
For me, you? Because you're going to be excited.
I'm going to be excited to do something I wanted. Oh, okay. Yeah,
oh, my God, Mo. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm just imagining him. We out for dinner with all your friends, and this is like, it's your birthday, and this is when he's about to propose to you. And that's your reaction?
The y'all will already know this.
Embarrassment is going to kill me. I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom. Because that's going to really kill me. I'm going to need you to just... If you're gonna say yes and you don't want to, you need to put on a show.
I
ain't no point in doing that, Mo. If you not
go,
just say no.
I'm just like, oh my God, I didn't know. Did y'all know? I didn't. Okay.
Y'all, the secondhand embarrassment is gonna ruin me.
And everybody who knows is gonna be like, "This ain't it.
This ain't it." The whole energy is gonna permeate all over the table. And everybody's going to be like, well, it's going to be very awkward. It's not going to be like, oh my God, no, it's going to be awkward. And you might as well just say no. Because, like, that's worse.
And now everybody will try to take pictures of you this week. I'm like, it's a fiance. With my fake smile on, because what the fuck is this nigga doing?
See, no, that's why I don't think you should lie. I think you should just say no. You're going to know. If she's not excited, what's the point? Oh, bless. Soul marriage.
Just give me a promise ring, okay?
Miguel and his wife.
Okay.
Nazanin, that's her name. So, honestly, they've been together since I've even known who the hell Miguel was, which was back in 2010, but they've been together for even longer than that. I think since, like, the early 2000s. 17 years, I think they were thrown around. Got married in 2018. It's 2021 and now they're getting divorced. What happened?
Did marriage ruin y'all relationship? Because apparently y'all was all right.
Because I really, same thing happened with Brad and Angelina. They were together for all those years, got married towards the end, and then got divorced just shortly after they got married. So, seriously, I want to talk about, like, what the hell happened. Because, like, y'all were together for all those years, y'all made the leap. Somebody said that it's usually, like, a last thing, the last hurrah, or, like, the last effort to try to keep y'all together. Which makes sense to me, because y'all got married, that's supposed to be the height of your relationship. That's supposed to be when everything is, like, the best. Am I, like, crazy for thinking that? So it doesn't make sense for people to get divorced shortly after. Again, why have these weddings if you know that you're not, that it's not...
getting engaged, having another child. It's like you're just trying to find more ways to hold on to something that you really weren't supposed to be holding on to. So I feel that.
That's awful, though.
And it just for it not to work. Just you tried so hard. I'm sure you did.
Having a baby? Getting married?
You brought another human being into this world. To either prove a point or try to make something work that was already not working.
That was already dying. And I just want to know why people...
Current kids already suffering because they see y'all bullshit.
Right.
And like, oh, great. Now you bring a little junior man into this. And look at us. We're all going to be one joke of a family.
Or you getting married and you invite your whole damn family to come see y'all union and see y'all join together for life. Only for you to call your mom and be like, yeah, it's over. But wait a minute. I thought... I thought this was a happily ever
after. Cry him on the phone. It will really be quiet about it. You know, the weddings be real big and proposals be real big, but the divorces and the breakups, dead silent. Oh, what for you?
Respect
you?
My privacy. I don't want to talk about it. I mean, which I understand, because like,
you was on the Instagram Left Hand Gang and Mrs. Beyonce all day.
Which I think that's another reason why a lot of people don't want to let those kinds of things go, especially when they've made the crossover to being engaged. It's like, I refuse. I know people
Mrs. who, now, you know?
I know people who've been engaged for like 8 years, and it's like,
what y'all waiting for?
I just find it so strange to hear somebody call somebody else their fiance, like, forever.
We can just go straight to the courthouse and get that handled, if that's what it is. Don't tell me you're waiting on a wedding, because, you know, at the end of the day, you can always go to the courthouse. Kim, I feel like we
so
can go.
Confused,
Kim, can
me,
can you and I go get married?
Yes.
Like, right now, me and
gay
you.
Gay marriage is federally. I said that.
Me and Kim could go get married. Like, right?
I literally said that.
Probably go to Georgia. We can go to Georgia and get done the same day.
You and me could go get married today if we wanted to. It don't take, so that's why I'd be like, and then getting proposed to when it's like, do you even know what marriage is? Why are you, you don't know me, I don't know you. Being married means like tying your lives together. So it's like, ooh, I just want to know. And then, okay, so then I'm thinking about Will and Jada, who have been married for decades. Mm-hmm. And we know them as a public couple. They got kids, you know, kids together, kids outside, whatever. And they are always, ever since Jada got Red Table Talk, they are always talking about just the little nuances of their marriage. When they actually sat down together and talked about it after that whole August Alsina business, or I think it was that. No, it was before that. Mm-hmm. They were talking about their marriage before that came out. Because the one after August Alsina was the one where Will was looking so tired. But the one before that, they was actually sitting at the table and like, he looked energized by the conversation. But they were just talking about how they really had to figure out ways to continue to be together. Like, continue to like, figure each other out, reinvent themselves, and keep, not just keep the spark alive, but actually like, keep the desire to like, stay together.
Right. This is a job.
Yes. Like, to grow up, because, I mean, they got married very young, like, early 2000s, or late 90s, I think it was, when they were in their early 20s or something like that. Or maybe they're late 20s, because now they're in their 50s. I just feel like, and people, the thing about it is, I see a lot of conversation on Twitter of people talking about, like, oh, I would never do anything like that, and what they talking about, and that's crazy, and that ain't love, and da-da-da-da. And it's like, most of y'all, like, don't know anything about what it's like to be with somebody for that long.
Do they have to
and what it takes.
Work to still want to, I guess, be with this? That's crazy. Somebody you was head over heels for.
But now, like, and you get used like, to that person.
I'm working to make sure I still, like, want to be with here. You. Like, how did we get here?
It's madness. So I've been trying to figure out, because me, I'ma just want to leave. And I was thinking, like, is it wrong? Because, like, humans mate for life, essentially. Like, that's what we do. We find that person, and we usually stay with that person forever. But is it wrong to, like, not want to, like, to think that maybe is not how we're supposed to be doing this? Because people don't want to consider, and I'm even one of those people, like, if I'm with somebody, I don't want you with nobody else. I don't do that whole poly open relationship. No. Mm. But it's like, it's starting because everybody cheats. And marriages just seem like a lot of work once you actually commit to it. So it's like, what are human beings supposed to be doing, really? And I'm just starting to consider, like, maybe what we were taught is the normal thing to do isn't necessarily normal anymore. Or, I don't know, honey.
The Bible says it's supposed to be, you know, that's the way.
But it seems like it's causing such strife on human beings.
It is.
Trying to stay with somebody and keep a commitment and keep a union. Like, for some people, it looks easy. I guess those are the people that marry their best friend. For some people, it looks really, really easy. But for some people, it just looks so hard. And I'm wondering, are we forcing ourselves into this outdated, you know, tradition that we shouldn't be doing anymore? Or are we just doing it with the wrong people? We're not taking the time to find the people that we are really supposed to be with. Trying to rush. I know a lot of us like to rush to that place.
Because I think that brings into the whole, some people are marriage material, I guess you could say. Like, some men look at a woman and be like, okay, she could be marriage material. Like, she could be a wife.
Mm.
Not necessarily the love of my life, maybe. Not necessarily the woman I'm just head over heels for, the bitch that give me fireworks every time I see her.
Yeah.
But she is good. She looks good on paper is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So they go for that. And then the bitch that, you know, that really give you the fireworks, the one that you really would love to be with every day, maybe you don't see her as that. So I don't say, I guess settle for, I don't know.
But I hear a lot of people do that. And it's like, I think about, okay, Miguel and his wife, you had to be in love with her. You weren't with this woman because you didn't love her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all were together because y'all cared about each other. But the marriage part...
Did he have kids?
No. But the marriage part, I guess... Because people do expect different things when they're married. People expect you to change your lifestyle once you crossed over. And if you're not willing to do that, if you were just doing it to satisfy a person and you weren't willing to actually change anything about going from boyfriend to husband.
Right. Because imagine marrying somebody, you acting like the same childish ass boy you said, like, you know, when we first started dating, like, as my little boyfriend.
Right.
You acting like my little boyfriend right now. You're not acting like my husband. So for me to marry you and you still acting like a cheating ass boyfriend, it's like, what was the reason for us making this giant, like, what are we doing?
You can't. Kim Kardashian was married for 72 days. I was talking to somebody about that the other day because it was like an episode where they were having some kind of, I think it was maybe like the rehearsal dinner or something, and Kris Humphries was super late, and I remember Kris Jenner asking her, like, is he usually late like this? And Kim was like, I don't know. Kimberly, you don't know. And for them to only be married for 72 days is like, why did y'all, that wedding was so expensive. Did she do it for the TV?
Probably.
For the show. Like, I just don't understand. I don't know. I'm just trying to get a grasp on marriage, and I think it's not clicking for me. It wasn't clicking in the first episode we talked about it, and it's still not clicking.
And if we're doing this as a last hurrah, like, prove to me that you love me. Show me right now. Like, propose to me. If you don't propose to me, you don't love me, you don't want, I'm gonna leave. Bitches do stuff. You know, that shit happens. Mm-hmm. So now this man is kind of forced to, like, do that, try to keep you to stay, to try to keep whatever it is he got going on going. And now it's like, but he did all that for you to try to get saved what y'all had, but he's still doing the same bullshit. So again, what was the point?
What differences do you expect once you get married? Like, how do you expect somebody to change?
I hope that you are already being, like, the man of my dreams.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, given that they were already, you know, doing fine. You married this person because they were a good person for you to marry, not because you felt like... So, if you crossing over from boyfriend to husband with this person, and he's already a good guy, what do you expect to change in that? Like, how do you expect his behavior to change going from those two roles?
I'm hoping she was already, like I said, already being that type of guy.
So then what's the point of getting married? What's the difference?
I don't know.
That's the part I'm trying to
That's what I'm saying. If some people are just getting married to say, okay, we're taking this bigger step because he's going to do more for me now that I'm his wife. It's kind of, I don't know. I have no idea. Does being a wife open more doors?
I don't know. I mean, I know it has more legal protection.
A different level on this nigga that you didn't already have.
I know it has more. Like, I get it government-wise. I get it in terms of the law. But I'm trying to get what it means spiritually. What does, like, legally tying your lives together like this, how does that move you further in your relationship? Does it just cement what you already have? Is it just a stamp of approval on what you already have? Because, I mean, if there are no more responsibilities after you get married, if you don't expect anything further of this man, I just don't understand what we're doing here. Because you don't have to get married to be committed to somebody. Some people spend their entire lives together and never sign on the dotted line.
This is true. And it's like, as my boyfriend, you pay half of the bills, but as my husband, you go pay all the bills. So it's kind of like, is marriage supposed to unlock a new level with this nigga?
Right, as my boyfriend, you
was kind of rude, but as my husband, you gonna never be rude. Like, that's why I want you to be my husband, so you won't ever be rude to me again. So I'm trying to unlock new levels with this. It's like, I don't understand.
Married folk, talk to me. Because Terrence, she sent us, like, did I tell you about that video she sent us? And I was saying that it was like a thread on Instagram. It was a thread on Instagram, and it was talking about your finances with the person that you're gonna get married with. And she was saying that she has seen a lot of marriages fail because of stuff like that, of not talking before you get married. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading the whole thing, and it was even talking about that control thing we're talking about when a man is paying all the bills, he's like, you can control you. And so I ended up writing back in the thread because it was just to me and Kiera. I ended up writing back. I was like, marriage seems very ghetto. And Kiera was laughing, but I was like, and Tara said, she was like, it could be a very beautiful thing if it's done wisely. And I'm going to have to sit them down and talk to them about that because I'm just not really sure what it's supposed to be giving. It's not giving what it's supposed to be giving. Everybody that I know that got married young is divorced. Everybody.
So I'm talking about, what's the perfect age to consider a marriage?
I think at least after you're 25, because, I mean, that's the scientists say that's when your brain is done developing.
I'm starting to think I'm going to be married in my, not going to be married, but getting married in your 30s. It's a little bit more realistic.
It seems more reasonable, too.
You already in the 20s, it didn't hit like that. So, and I had a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in my personal life.
My 30s are looking kind of up for the 30s right now, but...
You know more about yourself. You know more about the world.
Y'all leave me single for too long. I'm going to be like, fuck all y'all, for real, for real. Ain't looking good for nobody.
Get my cats. Call it a day. I had a friend in high school who was like, he wanted to be married by 22. And he didn't understand why I was dating the guy I was dating because I wasn't thinking about marriage. Mind you, we were 17. And I was just like, why? It was like, if I'm supposed to be, you're supposed to be dating for marriage. It's like, why can't I just date this man and have fun? I just like them. And maybe, you know, we might get married. Who knows? I don't know.
That's so funny. But, that brings me to the people who's like, and I say dragging me and Christopher at the time, but I met you when I was 18. So imagine the people who was like, I ain't married yet. Why he ain't proposed to her yet? 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. At what 20 year of age would y'all expect us to be married? Mind you, we're still in college.
Hello?
We're supposed to stop and have a whole wedding right there at what, 21, 22 maybe? Because at 19, 20, 21, 22. So at age 22, we would have been together 4 years.
Yeah.
So in most people's eyes, y'all been together this long. Why y'all not married? We're 22. We don't even graduate this bitch yet. Like, what are you talking about? So when I tell people, we was together for 8 years. Y'all didn't get married? I met him when I was 18. Did that put a little bit more perspective into that? Because I ain't met the nigga when I was 30.
Right.
And we dated for 8 years. Right. That's different.
Right.
That's completely different.
That's such a good point, money.
So I was always wondering why people was doing that to me. Like, oh, y'all didn't get married. I'm so disappointed him not marrying you. Well, we was so fucking young. Like, what did y'all really expect? What's the rush?
And yeah, we didn't have, I don't.
If I was 30 and by the time me and that nigga broke up, I was 38 and that nigga gave me a ring.
And yeah.
I would be more inclined for y'all to look at me a little bit more crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm 38.
Mm-hmm. Y'all grown. Super grown at that point. But y'all were literally children.
Children. We just got out of high school, really.
Oh my
God. Freshmen in college.
Literally. Getting proposed to.
We started together and finished college together.
Wondering why you're not married to this person. I barely know her.
I think everybody just wanted to see that grand proposal. I think they saw that for our storyline.
I was so glad you said that storyline, because this is not a goddamn show. I'm not going to perform my life for you. Like, that's weird for people. And I just don't understand. When you gonna get married? When you gonna have babies? I'm not. Sweetie, if I do get married and have babies, it won't be because you're asking me to. Like, I don't understand why everybody was breathing down your neck about getting married so young. That's why when I got proposed to, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll say yes because I love you, but we're going to be engaged for a while because I want to wait. You know, I want to get a little bit older, a little bit more wiser before I just, I'm not waiting for that. No, it's got to be a year. That's it, a year. I'm like,
pressure.
And then I think about how, like, 20 years ago, I mean, they were in their late 20s, actually. Like, their mid to late 20s. But people very much was getting married at, like, 20, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. And spending, like, 40 years with a person, but also being miserable.
AF.
So I'm just trying to figure out what's tea.
I think it just was going to look like a perfect story. Like, oh, y'all graduated together. This has been the perfect time for him to propose. Right there at the graduation, y'all both did it. It didn't happen. So, I'm sorry, y'all. Our show got canceled last year. So, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Oh, my God, it did.
The show was canceled.
Oh my God, money. It was a question that I wanted to ask you that I seen on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Is it really wrong for someone to say they love you and you're everything that they need, but they just can't be with you right now? Would you entertain the idea of them at a later time?
I did, and I was. No.
No?
Because after my breakup, that's what I was being fed. That little line right there.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I want us to be, I'm not saying I don't want to be with you, I just want to be with you right now. What kind of shit is that?
Mm.
So you want me to wait?
But what if, okay, so some people in the comments were saying that they would if they were available. Like, they would entertain the idea of getting back with that person if they were available at the time. But they wouldn't put themselves on the shelf for it.
And once you put yourself on the shelf, you want me to sit back and, like, not, no. I'm saying no.
Not put yourself on the shelf. Like, you did what you did. You entertained who you entertained in that time frame, but that person came back around and was like, I'm ready for you. But you were available. Would you be like, okay, maybe I'll consider it?
We can date.
Only if the person, like, because I'm assuming you're telling me that because you want to get your life together or you feed me a lot. But I'm assuming that a lot of people say that because they don't feel ready within themselves.
So when they say that and they're like, okay, I don't want to be with you right now, that means we're just going to part ways and not fuck each other at all?
Yeah.
So that whole, it was a whole gap of us not even talking, yeah. Speaking, dating, none of that.
Like,
but then you came back, ooh. And then now you're like, okay, let's just get us a try. Now it depends on how I feel about you now, because I just spent all this time by my goddamn self. Maybe I realize your ass ain't the nigga.
Or you didn't spend all this time by yourself. You entertained who you entertained, and maybe it didn't work out.
That's what I'm saying. I done did all this other dating, and I done figured out who I am now. It's kind of like, am I still interested in your raggedy ass? I don't know. That's it. Well, I guess we could date. Let me see how I feel about your ass.
Yeah. I would consider it. Because I've seen, like, you know, people kind of do some growing up. I don't have no problem with that. Taking some time to do growing up by yourself, coming back, and seeing what this might be like. Who the hell are you talking to?
I got a question, y'all. If you feel like somebody was going to, like, pop up somewhere, or they trying to gauge what the fuck you going on, so maybe y'all don't cross paths,
uh-huh.
So if I said, Kim, I'm going to brunch today, but I don't want to necessarily cross paths with you after this, which I don't know why that would ever be, but, and you're like, okay, so where are you going to go? And I'll be like, well, I don't know yet. Because if I say Jazzy's, you might either try to avoid Jazzy's or you might try to go to Jazzy's.
Right.
So, is it weird for somebody to be like, oh, where are you going to go after this? I'm kind of like, I don't know yet. Because I don't.
I mean, this is my business.
Because maybe I'm trying to catch your ass or maybe you trying to catch me. So, I just feel like I ain't going to really tell you where I'm going. So, you can try to make your plans around what the fuck I got going on. You got me fucked up. No. I don't know where I'm going yet. I'll see. Bitch, you'll see when I get there. How about that? Y'all ain't been catching me slipping.
Wait a minute.
Nick called me slipping one time. And I said, bitch, I ain't gonna ever let this shit happen again. No.
Wait a minute.
Long story, the guy just asked me what I was doing after this. I said, I'm probably going to brunch. Oh, where you gonna go at? I said, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I know damn well where I'm going, but see, that's not your business.
Well, I want to know where you're going.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
But that nigga, no.
Tell me your kill.
But bitch, if I say I'm going to Jazzy's, you either gonna you try to pop up elusive. There, or your ass gonna try to go in opposite direction.
Like that. And honestly, it don't even, for me personally, I just don't like people knowing, like, why are you trying to clock me? Don't ask me where I'm going. Because especially if I know, like, if I want to go with you and I want you to be there, I want you to maybe pop up, I'll tell you, but most of the time, no. I just want to go with who I'm going with. You, that is so funny, because you've been caught slipping a few times.
A few times?
Wait a minute. At said place.
I'm finna go. It's a TikTok that sounds like, about time to go, ain't it? About time to go.
Oh, no, that one where, you know that video of that boy? Oh, I think I got it in my phone, but he like looking across the room, and he like...
And there's people like dancing on each other or something. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. Let me bring this up to y'all. A friend of mine, a friend of mine was like, oh, they was at like Juicy Crab with their sister or something. And they saw a mutual friend of theirs' husband with another woman.
Ah.
I said, well, shit, did you take a picture? And a guy friend who we was at the same brunch with, he was like, did you mind your business? So me and him going back and forth, I'm like, no. Did you take a picture? He's like, no. Did you mind your business? I said, I hope you took a picture. You can take a picture and mind your business.
You can. I was just
but you better get that goddamn picture.
You need to get the proof.
Get the proof at the end of the day.
You gotta get the proof. You don't have to send it to nobody.
You ain't gotta say shit.
You don't even have to like.
I would rather you take the picture and never say shit than obviously not take the picture.
Because now I'm thinking it's hearsay. I don't know. It might not.
And everybody don't believe everybody. I know you think that's your friend. You gonna tell him it's gonna be. But if Kim tell me she saw my nigga with somebody, I'm gonna believe Kim. But everybody don't get that same, you know.
Right.
So I was just like, so what you did? She was like, I didn't take a picture. So what you, did you tell the friend? No, I didn't tell her yet. So what the fuck are you doing? Not mad at you. Because I feel like if it was me and you saw my nigga, you just weren't going to say shit.
But what if you, listen, because everybody don't want to be, getting in people's business is very messy. And,
if you got a picture, you ain't in my business, you showing me something, that's just that.
Okay,
you,
but that could be his cousin. And let me do it. That could be his auntie.
It very well could be, but
that
you got
be
a
his
picture.
Nephew's mama or his sister.
That shit
his
got me heat. I was like, what the fuck?
That could be his sister.
Well, I'm telling y'all right now, if y'all see somebody I'm dating out with and somebody else,
honestly,
take the fucking picture.
Honestly, if you come straight to me and be like, oh, look, girl, I seen your man.
It's
like,
a way to go about it. Like, it's the way to go about it because you know those people in Rock Corner that they act like
you
that.
You are very...
It's some people that be ready to tell you shit like that. That's why I said it's the way to go about it.
It's icky.
So I can see why some people kind of stray away from it. But bitch, if you know, like I know, your ass better say something. And then let me tell you where that person messed up at because they was like, yeah, I didn't say nothing to the girl whose husband it was. She was like, well, I called another mutual friend of ours.
Now you being messy
and now you gossiping.
Because if you wanted to keep it to yourself, you should just keep it to yourself. So.
But now you're going to call one of our other friends and tell them what the fuck you saw. Girl, such as Monique's husband was that Juicy Crab.
Okay, so you would be upset if I seen your man somewhere and I didn't tell you, but I called Andrew and was like, Andrew, I seen such and such.
Hell yeah.
What you think about this? I'm just trying to confer with a friend.
Nah, because y'all having a sidebar, y'all gossiping at this point.
We're not gossiping. We're going to come to you eventually about it, but I just want to, I don't want to be the only
you
bitch.
You call Andrew to like gauge like what the fuck going on with my relationship. Maybe I would have said something to Andrew.
Yeah.
That is gossiping.
Tell me first. Is it gossiping if I, you know, Joan did that too. She went and told Lynn and Maya that she did before she told Tony. But is it gossiping if we gonna come to you anyway? How is it gossiping?
Like
implies
it.
That the person
I'm
never
had
going
a whole,
to find
a
out.
Whole meeting, a whole conversation about it, and then y'all brought it to me. Y'all could just brought it to me.
But But what difference does it make?
If it's my man,
we're gonna come to you. I just need to get.
No, that's nothing because they still didn't go to her.
Okay, well that's different. If they, but that's so different. If they the had point? No intention of going to her.
So now my two friends over here, they know.
But
some
I would
shit.
Never tell and him somebody say shit or you know, and Dominique or whoever, and not come to you after. I wouldn't be like, oh, I see Monique man, and then never say anything to you.
I don't feel so played. I just trying to know that right now. I feel so fucking played.
Okay, well, I'm glad we know
then
that
both
now.
Of y'all gonna come to me trying to have a sit down meeting with me like Destiny Child did Michelle Luna did. Kelly did that shit to Kelly. It's kind of like, so y'all bitches in cahoots and y'all was just trying to plan
only
how
bitch.
The fuck y'all was
no,
gonna break
this. No, because
that
was coming from a loving place. Now, why you got,
why y'all gotta have a whole meeting about
it? But why I gotta be messy? People can't conference with each other about things before. That's a very bitch. Sensitive topic. And sometimes, first of all, if I see some shit like that, I would be very stressed out. Very.
I'm just send the picture and just let you do with it whatever fuck you want. Do with it because I don't want to come across that bitch. I seen your man da, 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 and I also don't want to come across as girl look at this shit and like I don't want to come up as dismissive. I don't want to come up as messy either.
So you would just send a picture and be like this is what I saw. How would you go about it
if it was you and
if
I know,
it was me you would call man. Me
I would be like yeah, what the fuck if fuck, it was you, honestly, fuck Robert at right now.
And if it was you knowing you I would call you. I would FaceTime you actually and turn the camera around.
That's all fire at me. The man when I make your ass get up and go to their table.
Oh, see, no. That is not the contract.
But lucky that picture, that's all you need. That's
it
all
is. Proof the proof, the visual proof. Because then, I mean, that for all you know, that person might look at it and be like, oh, that's, you know, Casey.
That's his cousin. She right. came to town. And it could be that, and that could just be the end of it. Simple. Or it could be like, that's that bitch from his job.
Oh, Lord. Wait a
minute. This nigga told me he was at his cousin's house. I'm going to come up there.
Oh, God.
And another thing, the person who told us the story, it was like, oh yeah, once the husband saw her, they left. So now that's another red flag.
Wait a minute, no. That was a part of it too?
That was a part of the story too.
Oh, okay. Now that's
so there's a lot of, it's very sus.
Super messy.
So now it's looking like you know daddy's somebody he was supposed to be with. So that's why I'm like, I really wish you would have took the picture. You really would have just told me straight
how
up right
there. How close would this person have to be to you for you to tell them?
I'm just...
Because sometimes it really ain't your business. It's
sometimes
really
it's not. It's not.
It's your business if this is my man. But it's not your business if this
that's
is...
That's why I'm thinking, okay, because you got a friend and Chelsea. So I don't know her man. I don't know Chelsea on that personal level.
Okay.
Let's say I was out and I saw somebody who was... Oh, my God, Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
Now I can see myself calling you.
Oh.
And just to confer with you, because again, me and her not that close.
Okay.
But you're close with her. It's kind of like, I think it's Chelsea. I don't want you know, that ain't really my
right,
place.
Right, you wouldn't go
but
straight
I'm bringing
to
it to you.
Okay.
Just so you can tell me, oh, that is a man.
My liaison.
I'm
yeah. Or your liaison.
But I'm thinking if it's somebody close to me, now I'm like, bitch, this is my business now. I have to make this my business. Now I got to go to this man's table and be like, where the fuck Kim at? Who is this? Y'all got my dog fucked up. I really show my ass for you, friend. And I really wish you would have that same energy behind me. But see, I ain't going to worry about it. Just call
like
me. I'll come up there and show my ass for you.
Listen, I would. If you not even.
You know what?
Like,
it ain't even got
your ass here right now.
It ain't even got to be that confrontation. It could just be a simple walk about the table like, hey, Ron.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Because I would do something like that.
Because that's going to fuck you up, too.
I would do something like that. I'd be like, hey, you doing? Okay, I'm glad to see you. I haven't met you. Haven't had the pleasure.
Kill him a kindness, bitch. Because the nigga going to be shaking his boots.
Because I'm not going to approach I'm not gonna approach somebody at the table like, who the fuck is this?
Right. Because you can be dead wrong. Now you look crazy, you know? So you
and
right.
Also, that's just not in my nature. But I can
unless you know
it's
a bitch that I'm like, well, he always, you see, I think he messed up with that girl, Tasha.
Yeah,
him.
If I know
and you
who
see him
is.
Out with Tasha, bitch, you run up on that table. You know?
I'm really trying to put myself in the mindset of being outside and actually seeing that and like, what?
I'm going to throw a water bottle at their table. We're going to get kicked out the rest of the room.
And like, what I would do. Because it could be, I mean, she could be confrontational. She could be like, why are you interrupting my dinner? And at that point, I'm be like, oh, wait a minute now. Because you're the one in the wrong, sweetie.
What that boy said, you want to catch these hands. I suggest you move the fuck around. Because you need to be quiet.
Ah! Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Okay.
I was gonna say, it'll be a show, Dad. It'll be so funny. Because I got some friends, I know they'll walk up to that table and show their ass. And I got some friends who, they'll either kill them with kindness or they're just going to send me the picture and let it be that. I want friends to go show their ass. I tell y'all, I'm going to show my ass for y'all.
I'm going to really think about this because I really want to think about what kind of person I would be. Because it's going to take me, I'm going to have to really sit in the moment and think about what I would do. Because, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, I do this or I do that. But is that really what you would do?
I really do think I would kill him with kindness, though. Okay. If it's a, I'm pretty sure he can keep that at the restaurant. But if I know it's some messy ass shit,
then that's like
I gotta really like step for my friend. Cause bitch, what are you doing?
Right. What are you doing? And if he's, you know, got some sense, he's gonna be like, oh wait,
hey Mo, this ain't what it looked like. Right. You know, he's gonna clear that shit up real quick. You know, I'm gonna
he gonna try. But y'all see me, y'all holding hands across the table, so I don't know about that.
What's up? Who is it? Real calm. Scoot over. Let me just sit down. Let me talk to you real quick. Because you know my dog.
I would do that. Scoot over real quick. Especially if I know him very well.
Just imagine. Put a nigga whole day up.
Go and drop that. You thought you was going to have a good day? You thought you was going to have a smooth day?
And what that like, niggas will, they find time to cheat.
They do.
Middle of the day, you on your lunch break out with another bitch. You know what I mean? Ooh, they
bless.
Find it.
Bless.
And nigga will catch you slipping. Big slipping. See, that I'm not my business. That's, that brings back the guy, John Brown. He talking about, so did you mind your business? Mm. I said, I looked at John because laundry, John was married. I said, so okay, John.
Oh.
So this was your wife at another restaurant with another bitch. Would you want me to mind my goddamn business? He was like, nah, hell no. Okay, then. So I need you to keep that same energy.
No, but for real, because you didn't say he was married.
Yes. Mary ass talking about, did you tell asking, did it you was down me. I was asking them, did you mind your business? I said, tell me, did you take a picture?
Mm-mm.
Do you want somebody to mind your business? Ooh. Got his ass right together.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Especially if you would want somebody to tell your ass, did you mind your business?
Nope. And then here's another thing, too. Let's say I did take a picture, but I ain't show it to you till like 2 weeks after or a week after. It's like, why the fuck was I sitting on this information?
Oh, so you wouldn't like that either?
I don't like that either. What took you so long?
That's true.
Because now I'm thinking, man, this man real good and dead the whole time. He been taking
right, pictures. Right, it's betrayal.
You
You waited to him breakfast yesterday.
Bitch, I done bought him something on the stove. I'm still be so mad.
You know what? That's your money. Put it like, don't be mad, too. It's like, right, you see me head over heels in love and you saw that nigga at the
fucking. Now imagine you ran into my nigga. You see my nigga out at the wherever you saw his ass, and then you call me like, "Mom, where you at?" I'm like, "Girl, I'm at the house. I'm waiting on Rob to come home, but whatever." You're like, "This nigga is out here with this other bitch, and my friend at the house waiting for him to come home." Then that's your moment to be like, "Girl, he right here at the club," or "Girl, he right here just to grab."
You're gonna be like, "Send me a picture, okay?"
I'm like, "Girl, I'm on the way."
Right.
At that point, I'm on the way because this nigga had me wait.
You know, this is, thank you for telling me, because now, I mean, I knew that already, but now
what did you think?
Now that I really know.
Don't be withholding information from your friends.
Mom's going to get busy. Okay, so, we're at the end of this. Try to be short today.
Okay.
You
want
to talk about our movie experience?
Oh, real quick.
Yes, my girl bought a bag. Period. Period. I wish we could find whatever recording that is, because I know he heard it on like a podcast or something. I want it so bad. I make that shit a ringtone. Period. My girl bought a fucking bag. Home.
Y'all, I got a fucking Louis bag. How the fuck?
With her own money.
My own money.
So talk about our dates. First of all, Mo ain't even want to go. So I just want to let you.
Hey.
I just want to let everybody know that this was aligned. The stars aligned it, or whatever the fuck they
said. Yeah, a week ago.
It was. Okay. It was a week ago.
If it was last Sunday.
Yeah, it was last Sunday. So I called Mo. First of all, you forgot we. You told me no, we didn't. I said, yes, we did. I was like, girl, I was like, where is Mo? Mo's at the Bath and Body Works. And yeah, I wanted to go to some J. Alexander because, you know, I really like their chicken sandwiches. That's my spot. Ended up at J. Alexander, much to Mo's dismay. Because she was looking at the menu like, oh. Was it that you didn't want to order the same thing again?
It was that.
Okay. But why? If you didn't
I get
like
the
it.
Same thing every time. I'm actually getting over it now. Because it's so basic.
I mean, it is, but it's
still good. Honestly, God, it's basic. When I said I could have bought a whole Publix chicken for the price it is right now.
You, and I went to you, Kim, go to Chick-fil-A. Shut up.
Come and get this chicken sandwich. Go to Chick-fil-A.
So, but yeah, we ended up getting our food for free. Thank God. I mean, that honestly sweetened the deal. Because, I mean.
Came out of nowhere. And from our window, from our chair, from our table, we could see Louis Vuitton like catty corner to us, and we was like, "Damn, it's a line out there! Like, what are people
Which
going in there to get? Like,
a
what
line.
Are they doing?
Always a line."
So we made a joke. It was like, "Let's go in there and let's just see. Or, yeah, let's get a bracelet."
It's me looking online, like, "I'm gonna buy these bracelets."
I think we was both going. If they didn't have the bag, I'm pretty sure I got a bracelet.
Yeah,
because that was what we was talking about in the restaurant.
Honestly, when that lady came out with that bag, that's I was just the gates of heaven like opened up. Like I was just like, "Okay, so this is clearly a sign."
This is.
Because you did not expect them to have that bag in the bag.
I didn't.
You expected her to be like, "Oh no, but we can order it." Or, "Oh no, but we can't
have that bag in stock." I expected that, but sister's like, "Oh yeah, I have that."
And pulled out the exact one you wanted. And she said they just got a shipment, so also stars were aligned.
Jesus Surprise.
And so once they pulled the bag out, it was you know, curtains for me. I was like, well, if Mo's gonna buy this bag, which I was praying that you would, because I just wanted that moment for you so bad, and it was just looking so beautiful. I was like, bring it up.
Get it over.
Whole time, you still in shock. Standing 3 seconds.
I was talking so much shit. I was like, this bag ever be in stock online, I'm buying. This bag ever in store, I'm buying. And that shit happened on a Sunday, and I had, oh, I was not. I was like, I
we weren't even in our good clothes.
I had on Kitty's custom cleaning shirt with some biker shorts. Like, looking real. Hey, girls, run these errands.
I had on my raggedy denim jacket
and
my biker shorts.
And what's the people who supposed to, are we supposed to be like a...
I mean, everybody was dressed pretty regularly in there. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm one not trying to put on a...
Then I walked by them, I was like, her boob is out. And this one...
Wait, what?
You know what I mean? It was like boring looking.
No.
She had like a muscle shirt, like boob tape on. But like her titty was like out. And I was like, her titty's out. Okay. This is a classy establishment.
It's a bit that I don't remember that. And honestly, you was getting on my nerves because you were not basking in the moment.
I was in shock.
I understand, but you're supposed to be, this is your bag. Like, you're supposed to be giving the mo energy, and y'all, she wasn't.
I wasn't. I was in there like, oh God, I'm scared to touch anything. Like, I'm scared. I just was giving very timid, very, I ain't supposed to be here right now.
Monique, shy? What the? That don't even, that's an oxymoron. That don't even make any sense. Like, I was just like, why are you not? So the next time we go in there, I'm going to need you to, now you've had the experience, you know what's tea, I'm going to need you to come with the energy, okay?
Deep-boss energy or something. Thanks. I have something.
So, but she dropping shit. I'm like, oh, God.
In there really shaking, like.
That picture you I was like, wait a minute, is this my friend? Because.
Who is this bitch?
You're supposed to be like, and you just sitting there like, I'm like, but it's okay, because you did your thing. And you got your things, and I said you were in the shop.
Imagine Kim's done tried on 10 bracelets. Kim is really having a good time.
I'm like, oh, I like this. Let me see what that one looks like over there. How much is this? Oh, is that one? And it's Mo just all in the corner. I'm just like, okay.
Please bring me out so I can get out of here. I'm just like.
Did you feel like you were in place in your natural habitat?
I just did not understand. Why the things are happening to me? What did I do to deserve this free meal in this bag? Who did I cut off, Lord? Because I'll never talk to them again. And like,
that gotta be it. You see, when you let these niggas go, your life
and
just...
We was in jail, and I was telling Kim, I was like, Kim, you know, it's supposed to be like, once you start letting shit go today for you, shit that's supposed to be for you, like, it comes. It keeps coming. And I'm like, damn, who the fuck I cut off? Because I ain't gonna ever talk to them again.
Ever. Ever in my life. So, yes, that was our first luxury experience, and it was fantastic. Now I got the luxury bug. Keep me out of the people's stores, because...
I want to be a rich, bad bitch.
I'm not Bill Gates.
Imagine we could do that every weekend.
I know. But before the year is out, I'm definitely going back. So, we going?
Yeah, I'm going to bracelet.
Okay. Because that's what I want to know. So, yeah, that's our podcast, guys. Follow us on the socials. Just search Even Exchange on Instagram. I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo's Hey Pretty Lady _. Yeah.